Alright. Alright, this is Chris 200 with Audio On Demand at WonderHitOne.com. This is another podcast. I did not fade, in case you were worried. I am trying an experiment tonight. I am somewhere in parts unknown. And I'm doing a Skype call with I don't know who what we should call the caller tonight.
You can just call me Mike for now.
Mike for now on the phone, on the Skype line. And I am on the right side of the country this evening, and he is on the left side of the country if you are facing the United States. So, as I said, I am in parts unknown. I'm not my typical place. And Mike, for now, is near the left coast. And we thought we'd try this out. We actually figured something out. I'm in a hotel. He's at home. And we got the Skype going. I tried some crab chips, crab-flavored chips, not to reveal my location, but they do have crab-flavored chips here. my review of the crab-flavored chips, not so much. Not so good.
It's a negative review. Out of 5 stars, how many stars would you give those?
I would say 2. Now, I'm trying another bag of chips. this place that I'm at, everything closes up at like 6 o'clock, so I ran over to a drugstore and I got some Mountain Dew and things like that, because a bottle of Mountain Dew in the hotel is about $18 for like a 20 ounce. And I don't know what the deal is, if they have hotel unions here or what, but the prices are pretty crazy. So I went over to this drugstore, and they had some chips, and the chip company is UTZ of Hanover. Now, I kid you not, I also bought another flavor of potato chips called Carolina Style Barbecue Flavored Potato Chips. And
do it at night. They'll set up really bright lights, and the construction crew will go from like midnight to 5 a.m. or whatever. But even if I just drive down to Prim, like 40 miles south of here, I'm always going through road construction, and it seems like they just have a lane closed for no reason. I mean, the only thing is, like, there's some pylons up, and then at some point there'll be some dirt, but it seems like they got everything tore up, and then I'm not really sure what order they're working on it in. And roads that they expanded to add lanes just a few years ago, they're already tearing them up to add other lanes. Like, Interstate 15 could have pretty much been done, but now they're adding a commuter lane to that. And every time they make something the appropriate size for what their projections are for the population, they end up having to redo it again just a few years later.
Just a little administrative note. I think our recording stopped recording somewhere, so I did restart it, so I don't know what happened there. 853, what?
That's okay, we'll just see how it sounds. Did you say it was echoey?
No, it's actually sounding pretty good. I turned down my volume in the headset before I had it really cranked up.
And I put my headphones on, too, so there wouldn't be any bleed on this end or whatever.
But. Yeah, and I don't know. The software stopped at 3 minutes and 13 seconds. So I don't know how or why that happened. I don't think I hit stop. And I don't think there's a limit. Huh. So maybe we won't post this one. We'll see how it sounds. Oh. So, yeah.
All right, I guess we're all done. I should probably go spend some time with my wifey. She just got back from accounting class.
Oh, accounting class. That's got to be fun. Did you know that I had to use a calculator again here recently?
Oh, yeah, I saw that on your Facebook.
I haven't used a calculator in probably 10 years. It was painful. So, all right. Well, we'll. Actually, let's just hold on. We're at 2:49. Let's see if the recording stops at 3:13 for some stupid reason.
Oh my God! My mom just sent me a picture of in my basement of JJ Miguel and you and me and Luke Janáček.
What the hell were we all doing together in your
basement? I have no idea, but I'm going to put it on my Facebook now. But you're sitting there, like, smiling, like, biting your fingernails. And me and Luke are just being dorks, and JJ's practicing.
Hmm.
Yep. I guess I'll just put it up on my wall.
That's weird. Oh, oh, oh. Where did it go? Where did it go? Yeah, it's going past 3:03, whatever. I must have hit the button or something.
Okay. Someone else is in the room, too, but I can only see their hand. I have no idea who it is. I want to wear my R.A.M. Green Tour t-shirt.
Cool. And
I think Luke's wearing his Slayer t-shirt.
He probably still has it and probably still wears it.
Did you? I clicked link instead of photo.
Did you post it yet? I gotta
see. Upload a photo now. This is gonna make Luke laugh his ass off because he remembers all those basement jams and I don't remember them too well. It's funny that he's the one who remembers them because he was really stoned back then.
Yeah, I think he was on more drugs than.
Let's see, jam session.
Illegal and otherwise.
Jam session in Collinsworth basement.
And who the hell would have took the picture?
Man, I have no idea. It must have been my mom. JJ Miguel, Chris Mastek, myself. And Luke Janáček. It's hard to spell his name, but I got it.
I wonder what happened to JJ. I wonder where he's at.
1990 jam session in Collinsworth basement. I don't need to capitalize jam session. Collinsworth basement featuring JJ Miguel, Chris Mastek, myself, and Luke Janáček. I have no idea what we were all doing together. No, I should probably leave that off. Someone will take that the wrong way. Actually, it is weird because none of us ever played together like in that kind of a group. I don't think I even ever played with JJ or Luke at the same time, though I played with every one of you like separately.
Uh-huh. Post it, man. Post it.
All right, I'm clicking to share. Just gonna hope Facebook doesn't crap out on me.
What the hell?
Okay, I think it's up.
Well, that's 90. Oh. I wonder whose hand that is. Whoa. And that hand is holding something. I'm not sure what that is.
Looks like a lighter or something. No, I guess it's not.
Did your mom and dad get a scanner or something that they can scan?
Yeah, they've always had a scanner. She has a
photo scanner.
Yeah. Got a huge database of like photos and family tree and all kinds of stuff.
And that's not typically where you had your drums set up, is it?
No, I think it's about the same. I was usually over in that corner. But there was a point like when we were filming Advanced Communications where it was against the wall where you're sitting.
Yeah. That is. Oh, Luke had the mullet. He doesn't have the mullet anymore. You know, the last time I saw him in Hastings, I think he had the long hair still going.
I thought it was funny when we found each other on here and like his fucking picture, he had his shirt off and a guitar on. He's all buff and everything. I was like, God damn, you're fucking white trash now. I actually told him that too. Because I knew he wouldn't care because he has like the same sense of humor I do. So. Oh my God, what a bunch of weirdos.
Uh-huh. That is bizarre.
Yeah. See, you might have thought, hey, I never hung out with those guys all at the same time, and there's proof.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, I'm going to go finally. I'll talk to you later.
All right. I'll talk to you later. I got to get to bed here. It's 11:30 local time, so.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.